Hello, I'm JD. Welcome to Audio Theater Central. This is the show that's all about family-friendly audio drama. This is episode 59. Welcome to our special bonus Christmas episode. Roy and Andrew are not with me tonight because I am outside just taking a walk looking at Christmas lights and bringing you this special bonus Christmas episode. In this episode, we're going to present to you an audio drama that we produced, Roy, Andrew, and I produced in front of a live audience just a few days ago. It's a Christmas story called Babe of the Worlds, and it is the Christmas story told in a way that you've probably never heard before. As I said, it was recorded in front of a live audience with Roy and Andrew doing a lot of live sound effects, and there was live piano music to accompany the storyline. So we hope you really enjoy this, and if you stick around to the end, I'll tell you how you can download your own copy if you'd like, for free, your own MP3 copy of this audio drama called Babe of the Worlds. But before we get to that, I like that house's lights. Those are really cool. Anyway, before we get to the audio drama, real quickly wanted to give you a few recommendations for some great Christmas audio drama that you can listen to at this time of year. Of course, you have the classic from Focus on the Family Radio Theater, The Christmas Carol, their dramatization or adaptation of the Charles Dickens classic, and also Colonial Radio Theater's The Star Angel, which has become a classic, in my opinion, one of the great Christmas audio dramas. Also, The Shepherd's Prayer, which we talked about on the show a few years ago. Definitely think you should check that one out. And lastly, The Candle in the Window from Lamplighter Theater. And yes, in the Porchlight Family Media Studios, we do have a candle in the window. So, just a few recommendations for you for this time of year. There's links in the show notes for episode 59 if you want to go download any of these dramas and listen to with your family during this Christmas time. Well, one more thing before we jump into the audio drama. On the blog is an article that was written by a guest contributor, Trenton Landmark, which is a list of his top 10 Odyssey Christmas episodes. So go check that out. There's a link in the show notes to that as well. Well, I'm going to keep walking, and as I finish walking around and looking at these Christmas lights, I'm going to play for you our audio drama, Babe of the Worlds.
Hello, I'm Andrew Jones. It's Christmas time again, which means it's time to hear the Christmas story. For centuries, people have attempted to add their two cents to this story to make it fresh and different. There's been talking animals and animation, little drummer boys and long-eared donkeys. None of them are particularly scriptural, but all of them help to remind us that this story belongs to all of us, the entire world. Tonight, we'll take you back to a Bethlehem that never was, and hear the story in the style of an old-time radio broadcast. There's nothing factual about our story today, yet it's filled with truth. To begin, it is early in the morning in Bethlehem. A busy day is ahead. Thousands of people are crowded into the city for the Roman census. And as the sun rises over the hills where shepherds watch their flocks, people get out of bed, yawn, stretch, and, well, at least in our Bethlehem, turn on their radios. And now, Porchlight Family Media presents Babe of the Worlds by Jeffrey Adams.
John Weather.
Billy Goodwin from the group.
Presents the Great Gildersleeve.
Now, Audio Theater Central.
It's 6 o'clock, and station KBHM, the voice of Bethlehem, now begins its broadcast day. Today is December 25th. The weather should be clear but cold, with a chance for snow later on tonight. And now, here's Carla Phillips with your first look at the morning's news. Carla?
Good morning. Our top story this morning, overcrowding throughout the city. As expected, the Roman census has put a strain on available rooms for rent in the greater Bethlehem area. Most inns report being completely full. Visitors continuing to stream into the city. The mood of the crowd is good, but worried. Many people worry what will happen to them if they can't find shelter by tonight. In a related story, officials from towns throughout the region, including Bethlehem, met with the Roman governor of Judea yesterday. They again requested that families be allowed to remain in their hometowns for the census, but the governor refused. As of now, all men and their families must return to the towns of their birth to be enrolled. And now, back to our main studio.
Thank you, Carla. You're listening to KBHM Bethlehem. Now music in the morning, live from the ballroom at the Hotel Bethlehem, Cat Yonke brings us the eternal favorite, O Come Emmanuel.
O come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou day spring, come and cheer our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, desire of nations, bind all peoples in one heart and mind. Bid envy, strife, and quarrel cease. Fill the whole world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
That was Cat Yonke with O Come Emmanuel. Welcome to the program of music this morning. Shifting gears now, it's the magical fingers of Jennifer Joy on the piano, live from Hotel Bethlehem. We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. We take you now to Carla Phillips in the streets of the city. Carla?
I'm in downtown Bethlehem near the village square, and the scene is simply incredible. It appears the overcrowding is getting worse. I'll try and set the scene for you. Down the main street, people are walking shoulder to shoulder. Many have brought cows and oxen with them. And everyone seems to be carrying heavy bags full of food and clothing for several days. I'm going to try and talk to one of the travelers now. Sir, could I speak to you a moment?
What?
Carla Phillips, KBHM News. Could I speak to you a moment?
I guess.
What's your name, sir?
I am Joseph, and this is my wife, Mary.
Hello.
Hello to you both. I see, ma'am, you're expecting.
Yes, any day now.
I assume you're in town for the census?
Yes, that's right.
Have you traveled far?
Nazareth. We've come from Nazareth.
Tell me, have you found place to stay?
Well, it has been difficult.
We were on the road until yesterday. When we got here, they said there were no room at any of the inns.
There's a rumor that one of the inns at the edge of town is letting people stay in the barn with the animals. We're headed there now to see if it's true.
Well, I won't keep you, and good luck.
Thank you.
So, that's the story here on Main Street. The overcrowding continues. Some people forced to sleep in barns and stables to keep out of the weather. And now, back to our studio.
Carla Phillips in the field. Carla will keep track of the story as it develops. And now, it's back to Hotel Bethlehem and our program of music with Jennifer Joy on the piano. We interrupt our regular programming to bring you this special news bulletin. Witness reports seeing a strange light in the sky over Bethlehem. The governor has called a press conference for later on today, perhaps to address this strange and unusual event. In the meantime, we go now to Carla Phillips, who is in the field with one of the smartest people in our town, Professor Pearson.
I'm here with... Are we on? Okay. This is Carla Phillips on the rooftops above downtown. And I'm here with Professor Pearson, a noted elder who specializes in... What is it called again, Professor?
Astronomy. The study of the stars and planets is called astronomy.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, before we ask Professor Pearson about what's going on, I'll try and describe for you the sight in front of us. There is a star which has appeared in the sky, right above the town. Is that correct, Professor?
What?
The big star there. It does appear to be right over Bethlehem.
Well, stars are very, very far away. That's why they're so small in the night sky. It's difficult to say how far away any star actually is.
Then how can you explain the appearance of that big star? Why it looks to be right above town?
I can't explain it.
Professor Pearson, is that a star or a planet or something else?
I couldn't even begin to guess at this point. There's no record of anything like this ever happening before.
Is there cause for alarm, Professor?
No, I don't think so. I think this star is extremely important, but I can't exactly say why.
Thank you, Professor Pearson. This is Carla Phillips, returning you now to our studio.
You're listening to KBHM Bethlehem. A brief look at the headlines now. Roman census leads to overcrowding in Bethlehem and surrounding area. And a large light has appeared in the sky above town. We will watch both of these stories as they develop. Music now as we return to Hotel Bethlehem and pianist Jennifer Joy. We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. We take you now to the edge of town and reporter Carla Phillips. Carla?
This is Carla Phillips at the town's south gate, just below the hills where shepherds keep their flocks. And we have a tremendous disturbance here. It looks like every shepherd in the area is attempting to come into town. And as you can clearly hear, they've brought many of their sheep with them. The officials, the Roman guards, are trying to get them to return to the hills. I'm going to try and get close enough to talk to one of them. Sir? Sir, Centurion?
Move along. Nothing to see here.
Carla Phillips, KBHM News. Can I speak to you a moment?
Oh, the press? Everything is under control. And yes, everything is under control.
What's happening? Why are these shepherds trying to get into town?
They're crazy, that's all. Pay no attention.
I know what I saw.
Now we heard enough from you. Get these sheep out of here. The town's too crowded already.
But I know what I saw. You can't turn us out. We have to go find him.
Sir, what is it you saw?
Didn't just see him, we heard of him. Thousands of them.
Did you see the light in the sky that appears to be over town?
I saw that, sure. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all them angels singing.
Now that's enough of that. There were no angels. You just saw the light and got confused. These shepherds, they're always confused.
Sir, could you describe what you saw?
Well, me and the boys were up in the hills just settling down the flocks for the evening when suddenly it was like a sky lit up. I thought it was noon. Then I realized there were all these people dressed in white flying overhead. They began to sing. And well, we all thought we were goners. But then one of them talked to us, just like I'm talking to you. He said we had to come into town.
Why did you have to come into town?
It's the Messiah. He's come at last. He's here tonight.
All right. That's enough of that. You head back into the hills now.
Sir, some people believe the Messiah is supposed to be a great warrior. Did the angel say he was in town
no.
for the census?
No, you don't understand. He's a baby. He was born here this very night.
You hear that? The Messiah? A baby? All these shepherds are
crazy. I'm not crazy. I know what I saw.
Where is this baby?
I don't know. He just said in town. We'll have to go look for him.
All right, that's enough. Move along now. Move along.
An incredible development, ladies and gentlemen. Shepherds, watching their flocks at night, claim to see a group of angels, a heavenly host, if you will, come to them and tell them the Messiah has come at last. Only far from being the warrior we all expected, he's a little baby. Strange days indeed in Bethlehem. We now return you to our studio.
This is KBHM Bethlehem. We take you now to a special news bulletin at the Governor's Castle.
Good evening. I have a brief statement. As Governor of Judea, I want to thank all the people for their patience. The census is a difficult time. It will all be over soon.
Governor, what about...
No questions at this time. I want to assure all the people that they're perfectly safe under Roman rule. I have talked to many very wise men about the light which appeared earlier today above Bethlehem. They assure me that it is completely harmless, perhaps weather-related, but all the people in town for the census should remain calm, and there is no cause for alarm at this time.
Governor, what about the reports that the Messiah may have come to Bethlehem? Does the light in the sky have something to do with that?
I have no comment on that.
Governor, who are these wise men you are talking to?
Yeah, where were they from?
I have no comment on that.
Governor, what about the report of a heavenly host appearing to some shepherds outside of town?
Well, you can't expect to take the word of a bunch of shepherds. They claim to have seen a choir of angels singing to them. These poor men have clearly been out in the hills too long.
What about the rumor the Messiah is here?
Does the light mark the location of the Messiah?
Are they connected?
There is no Jewish Messiah. He's just a figure out of a book.
But the shepherds claim he was born in town tonight.
And that's another thing. This Messiah is supposed to be a great warrior, not a baby. I have no doubt a baby was born in Bethlehem tonight. Babies are born every day in Bethlehem. But all this foolish talk about angels and saviors and lights in the sky is just going to upset people. For this reason, I am declaring martial law in Bethlehem until further notice.
Sir, if there's no threat, why are you declaring martial law?
No further questions at this time. This press conference is over.
Governor.
Governor, just one more question. Governor, what do you think about this? Governor.
You have just heard the governor of Judea's press conference about all the strange events in Bethlehem today. The governor has declared martial law, so we here at KBHM will remain on the air for as long as this crisis goes on. Again, our top stories, strange light in the skies above Bethlehem. Local shepherds report seeing angels in the sky, and overcrowding continues to be a problem downtown. While we have a brief moment here, let us return to Hotel Bethlehem and a musical interlude. This is KBHM Bethlehem. That was Jennifer Joy on the piano, live from Hotel Bethlehem's ballroom downtown. We have a new development in the story of the day, and we take you now to Carla Phillips in the field.
Carla Phillips, at the outskirts of Bethlehem, where I believe something very important has happened. The light in the sky witnessed by so many people these past few hours appears to have settled over a particular stable outside of an inn. More impressive than that is the crowd that has formed. I see a few of the shepherds who caused a disturbance at the gate of the city. Quiet now. Most of them are standing at the door, gazing in. I've never seen a crowd this large be this quiet. No one looks likely to cause a disturbance now. I'm going to try and get closer now. Excuse me, please. Closer now to the entrance to try and talk to some of the people here. Sir, could I speak to you a moment?
Shh, quiet. I can't hear.
What is it you're trying to hear, sir?
The baby. He's not sleeping or crying or anything. He's just lying there in his mother's arms, looking at everything.
There's a baby inside the stable?
It's him. Emmanuel. God with us.
Sir, do you believe this baby is the Messiah?
You'll have to go see for yourself.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is simply terrific. I'm going to try and move into the stable. It's very crowded. Excuse me, please. There are still animals in the stalls, but many people are inside as well. Everyone seems to be looking toward the back of the stable. I see... Yes, I can see now. There are people against the back wall. A man and a woman. And yes, she has a baby. Oh my. I think I can get just close enough. Yes, I can see them now. Ladies and gentlemen, I know every baby is special, but this one. I've worked in radio for years, but I've never been speechless before. You can't describe it in words. Ma'am, could I have a moment?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to disturb you. Carla Phillips, KBHM News.
I remember. You interviewed us earlier today.
That's right. Yes. You did find a place to stay then?
It's humble, but it's out of the wind and it's warm.
So your baby was born right here in this barn?
Yes. We've called him Jesus.
That's an unusual name. Is it his father's?
Something like that.
Ma'am, there have been many disturbances in town this evening. People are even claiming that the Messiah is to be born here, in Bethlehem, tonight. Do you have any comment on that?
I don't think so. I'm just taking it all in right now.
Well, I won't disturb you anymore. Thank you for your time. That was the mother of a new baby. Born right here, in a stable of all things, due to the massive overcrowding we're experiencing in town. It's an incredible story. I don't even know how to begin telling it. But none of it makes sense over the radio. You have to see this baby to understand. You have to know him, personally. This is Carla Phillips. Return you now to our studio.
That's it. That's the story you've heard 100 times, told in a way you've never heard before. But sometimes when you hear something old in a new way, it's as if you hear it for the very first time. And I'd invite everyone who's used to the story to remember the final lines from our intrepid reporter, Carla Phillips. She was trying to describe the baby in the manger, but couldn't. "You just have to know him personally," she said. This audio drama was written by Jeffrey Adams. Michael Johnson played the part of the KBHM announcer. Carla Phillips was portrayed by Jordan Allison. Our program also featured Kevin Duncan as Joseph, Victoria Moot as Mary, Lael Wilkins as Professor Pearson, Ronald Amaya as the Centurion, Kyle Burbank as the Shepherd, and Tim Moot as the Governor. Daniel Ramirez and Jennifer Caldwell were our reporters. Sound design was by Roy Allison. Live sound effects were realized by Roy Allison and Andrew Jones. Live piano music was performed by Jennifer Moot. O Come Emmanuel is Kat Yonke from the album O Night Divine. This program was produced and directed by J.D. Sutter and was performed for a live audience in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm Andrew Jones. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Can you get one more applause for these wonderful actors? They did a fantastic job. And for our amazing sound effects crew.
So, what did you think of our audio drama, Babe of the Worlds? I'd love to know. Shoot us an email. You can contact us. All the normal means. Go to audiotheatercentral.com/contact. Or leave a comment on the show notes, audiotheatercentral.com/59. And as promised, if you would like to download your own copy of Babe of the Worlds or to listen to it again, stream it on our website, look at pictures from the live show, some great shots of the guys doing the Foley, go to porchlightfamilymedia.com, click on the Babe of the Worlds logo, or just click the link in the show notes for this episode. It'll take you right to the page where you can go download that. And, just as a side note, don't forget to join the ATC Insiders, because all of the ATC Insiders members, they heard about this audio drama first. So just one of the perks of becoming an ATC Insider. Well, I think it's time to head back in. Getting a little chilly, and I've seen plenty of Christmas lights out here tonight. So, I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. I hope you have a wonderful New Year. We'll see you in 2015. Merry Christmas. Thank you very much for listening.
Porchlight Family Media,
your source for family-centered content.
PorchlightFamilyMedia.com.